Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Transition towns are working to transform society from oil dependence to community resilience in the face of peak oil, climate change, and economic collapse. They engage the heads, hands, and hearts of people from across the community to strengthen the local economy and make better use of local renewable resources. Last summer in Vermont, Transition Town Montpelier held a village building convergence that brought the transition town concept back to its roots in early permaculture. These days, permaculture is a set of design tools so broad that even its inventors shy away from trying to define it. But it originated as a form of landscape design. The design emphasizes perennial crops and ecological interactions that simplify management. The productive landscape is designed around buildings people live in. Montpelier's Village Building Convergence, or VBC I'll say so I don't have to keep repeating Village Building Convergence, was held in August last year, and it was inspired by a similar week-long gathering that's been held in Portland, Oregon for about 8 years. The 2009 event was a success, and organizers are hard at work to plan this year's event. The VBC emphasizes projects with large numbers of volunteers who learn new skills while reshaping landscapes near dwellings using perennials. Much of last year's activity was around a private house on Main Street, where the owners wanted to convert a rocky forested backyard into a terraced edible forest garden. Mark Krochik of Burlington Permaculture led the week-long conversion, recruiting volunteers who wanted to learn to clear a small woods using hand tools, turn a slope into a terrace with steps, or design a permaculture landscape for that space. The landscape design and installation on Main Street was also a backdrop for workshops about components of the permaculture landscape. Alyssa White taught backyard gourmet mushroom gardening. Nico Rubin taught an introduction to edible landscaping and small fruits for central Vermont, and Krochik himself demonstrated how to create habitat for bats. The VBC also featured projects and workshops in spaces more public than the Main Street backyard. Gail England directed a crew building an earthen oven at the Adamant Co-op outside of Montpelier. Emma Melvin conducted a citywide tour of rain gardens and an installation of a new one at the local food co-op. Adrian Allison led a medicinal plant walk starting at Montpelier's high school, and Zachary Brock headed up a bicycle tour of inspiring gardens, starting with a food garden planted on the Vermont State House lawn. While the focus was on Montpelier, some events were scattered in, well, the hinterlands, as they're called in transition speak, the outlying towns of Plainfield, Marshfield, Worcester, and Callis. Though classical permaculture elements dominated the VBC, there was more. I gave a talk about bicycles and motorcycles as practical transportation, and a workshop on nonviolent communication taught how to listen and speak so as to connect with what's alive in other people. And there were simply parties at the opening and the night before the closing. The transition work involves many elements like launching local currencies, organizing energy co-ops, and planning emergency response in a time of prolonged fuel or electricity shortages. And sometimes it's important, and just plain fun, to gather in community, roll up your sleeves, and build a new rain garden or earthen oven. That's what the Village Building Convergence is all about. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.